In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Those are very comfortable and comforting and familiar words. These words are at the end of today's gospel and are unique to Matthew, and they are among the most well-known and beloved in Scripture. They speak of comfort, rest, the lightening of burdens, and of easy yokes. And we also see a version of them in the Book of Common Prayer in Rite 1. They're often called the comfortable words, and we hear them after the absolution and before the peace. But today's gospel context at first does not seem to fit with the end of it when Jesus uses these comfortable words, because Jesus begins by expressing his frustration with the human condition. He is speaking to those who have burdened others by Jewish law and who don't get the fact that no one is perfect. And he talks about a generation of people who basically have turned deaf ears to John the Baptist and himself. And he compares those who don't respond by repenting to children who don't dance when music is played. Jesus thanks God for hiding wisdom from the wise and the intelligent and revealing it to the so-called infants who have actually grasped his message of healing and forgiveness and mercy, who have heard the good news. Then Jesus lets go of his frustration and picks up again with the comfortable words of coming to him when we are overburdened. He's reaching out to those who have been burdened by the excessive demands of the scribes and Pharisees and offers them a way to rest and salvation in him. And he reaches out to us today. And it feels kind of like when we try to correct our kids' behavior and then we tell them, "But I love you." So Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." The late Robin Williams once said this, "Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always." Or in my own words, "Everyone you meet is carrying some kind of a burden you know nothing about." And we understand burdens all too well. Most of us bear burdens that are largely unseen. Some of them are of our own making, and some are not. And in our reading from Romans, we hear of St. Paul's being weighed down by his own actions. We can be weighed down by fear and anxiety, busyness, criticism, loneliness, and guilt. We can be weighed down by illness, addiction, job loss, broken relationships, loss of loved ones. Our culture teaches us that we should just pick up and go on and bear our burdens silently, that we must handle them alone, that we can't rely on anyone but ourselves. It's not cool to appear overburdened and heavy laden with troubles in society today. We are supposed to be able to fix things. We also can impose our burdens on others. We are burdened by blame, so at times we don't forgive. We are burdened by oppression, so at times we don't value the dignity of others. We are burdened by an abundance of resources, and sometimes we don't share because we don't understand so well that others have the same basic needs that we do. We are burdened by issues of racism and violence and other things and think they don't affect us, so we don't always confront them and stand up for what is right. And there are times, actually, that we bear the burdens of others quite well. Whenever we stay close to someone who is dying, whenever we lift up someone in our prayers, whenever we give of ourselves to others who have little. Also, I'm sure most of us understand our need for rest. And in our fast-paced world today, there seems to be no rest for the weary. Not much time to totally unplug and to just be. Frequently, I check and respond to email during my time away. It was great to be off the grid in the Galapagos for 10 days, but the minute I got back on U.S. soil, a myriad of emails started to come in. And if I wasn't careful, my physical and emotional inbox could get very heavy laden. So today in our story, Jesus uses the image of the yoke, one that would have been familiar to the people of his day, and perhaps it's familiar to some of us too. The yoke has been in use actually for some 4,000 years, a wooden crosspiece that's fastened over the necks of usually a pair of animals and attached to the plow or cart they pull, sort of like a modern day harness. And in the Jewish tradition, the yoke represented the wisdom of the Torah, and the law assisted the path through life. Matthew writes of the Christian life as Christ's yoke. The yoke makes me think of two oxen, two large cattle joined together by a single wooden yoke. The oxen are strong, and they can move heavy burdens slowly day after day. They are mostly patient and respond to commands and prodding. But here's one thing that is really cool about the image of the oxen and the yoke. Oxen are trained while they are young to accept a yoke and to work as a pair. Imagine if we did that, shared our burdens, and learned to do that early on in life. Could Jesus be comparing us to oxen instead of the usual sheep? In a way, this image of becoming an ox with Christ is startling. But the point is that we're to make a joint effort because we can't go it alone. So what burdens do we bear? What is weighing down you and I today? What burdens of others are we called to bear? And where will we truly find rest? Who will share our burdens with us? I think Jesus is very clear about this. But a burden is still a burden. And sometimes Jesus does deliver us from the burdens we impose on ourselves and others. Sometimes Jesus does prod us on so that we can stay on the path to healing and wholeness. But sometimes it seems as if when one burden is lifted, another weighty one can come in right behind the first one. Being disciples of Jesus can mean heavier and more demanding tasks at times. And sometimes, even if we say yes to the current demands of Jesus, there are still more. The world is heavy laden with so many needs and so much sadness. And I might know in my heart and mind that there is injustice in the world, but am I led to bear the heavier burden that doing something about it might demand? How far do we go under a particular yoke? God has chosen Jesus to save the world, but not without us. Jesus saves us, but he also sends us out because the yokes of love, forgiveness, and healing are the yokes that we will take upon ourselves and how we will learn from him. Jesus comforts us and blesses us, but he also calls us to ministry with him. And sometimes that's not so easy a burden for us to bear. So Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus knows how burdened we are. He invites us to know that we are in need of him, in need of rest and salvation. His yoke means freedom in him, and so that freedom is not found in the weary ways of the world. The yoke of two harnessed together means it is possible to bear the heaviest burdens. There's a great legend that tells that Jesus actually made the best ox yokes in all of Galilee. They were made to follow the contours of the ox's neck so that there was no rubbing or chafing. and people apparently came from all over the countryside to his carpenter shop to buy the best yokes. But when Jesus says his yoke is easy, well, I was wondering about that word easy, because Jesus never seemed to have an easy yoke of things, especially with us, and especially with the cross. So, as I'm accustomed to do, I looked up the word in Greek, and it has the sense of not necessarily being easy, but well-fitting, useful, gracious, and obliging. So Jesus' yoke fits him to a T, and he invites us to pair up with him in the wearing of it. He's not asking us to go yokeless, and he does not say we would have an easy chair kind of life, but asks us to be with him, to be his disciples, to gather with others in his name, to be joined with the strength and wholeness of Jesus whenever the going gets tough. And really, we are yoked to Jesus at our baptisms. This does not take away all of our troubles in life, but promises us new life paired up with Jesus each and every day, and we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. A well-crafted yoke will fit the oxen perfectly, having been made strong enough by the carpenter to last, but not a bit heavier than necessary. And it was a blessing to the beasts of burden who wore it. It helped the pair to both pull in the same direction. And so it is with us. The yoke of Jesus is a blessing, and Jesus is our partner under it on the journey, promising to shoulder his part of the load. And he has crafted our yoke perfectly, tailor-made to shoulder each of our particular burdens and to help us ease the burdens of others. He relieves our soul-sick weariness and replaces it with a freedom that comes from resting in him. There is freedom from unnecessary burdens, both ones received and ones imposed. Freedom from our own worries and the grace to accept humbleness and gentleness of Christ toward others instead. And amazingly, this can lighten our load because we are promised that whether we bear our own burdens or share those of others, Jesus always bears the load with us and promises us rest. Someone once wrote that true humility, which is taught us by the one who is meek and humble of heart, shows that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. His yoke is freedom and love and unity. His yoke is the life which he won for us on the cross. If we recognize our own need for a Savior, we can recognize the comfort of Christ and the rest he offers our souls and give light to the world. So come unto Jesus, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and he will refresh you. Amen.